leader.
Order, order.
Before handing over the debating chamber to ordinary backbenchers for them to make some progress on their members' bills, the government used question time and the general debate to celebrate the signing of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement and its first surplus since taking over the Treasury benches 7 years ago. But it wasn't all about the government patting itself on the back. It was also a chance for National to stab Labor in the front. Finance Minister Bill English wielding the knife when leading off the Wednesday general debate.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it's been a great week for New Zealand and a terrible week for the Labor Party. Because New Zealand got the TPP and a surplus, and the Labor Party got the best advice Grant Robertson could give them.
Grant Robertson, Labor spokesman on finance, had earlier tried to take the gloss off Mr. English's $414 million surplus, using questions to establish that net debt had risen from $10 billion to $61 billion while he was the minister.
Is it correct that the government is paying $13 million a day in interest on this debt? Or to put it another way, he is paying nearly as much in interest a month than his surplus for the year.
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, that may be right, and those numbers, of course, are too high.
Grant Robertson's criticism of Mr. English was unfair, according to his Cabinet colleague, Nathan Guyme.
We should be patting the Finance Minister on the back and saying, well done for getting the government's books back into surplus. $414 million back into surplus. A target that was set right back in 2011 has been achieved today.
Further back on National's benches, there were more complaints about Labor from Melissa Lee.
Shame on the opposition for opposing, what it seems like it's an opposition to free trade agreements. And I'm believing that they will probably come to party and say yes and celebrate the TPP as well.
But Labor's David Parker said the opposition were only doing their job.
There have been some intemperate comments coming from the National Party in the last week. They have said they've tried to criticise Annette King and the Labor Party for asking questions that the opposition parties ought to be asking, which is, what is the underlying effect on things like Pharmac?
And it was during questions from Annette King about Pharmac that Health Minister Jonathan Coleman defied the Speaker by repeating a claim that Mrs. King was making things up, drawing this very stiff warning from David Carter.
I'm very tempted to be asking the Minister to leave this chamber. It's becoming a bit of a habit of this Minister to continue to create disorder in this House. On this occasion, he can stay, but if it happens again, my patience will not last very long with this particular Minister, and that is the last warning I will be giving the Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Now from the chamber to the committee rooms where, as Rhys Lyon reports, the euthanasia inquiry finally got underway.
A petition signed by almost 9,000 people calling for an investigation into public attitudes towards medically assisted dying, or euthanasia, was up before the Health Committee, presented by its sponsor, former Labour MP Marion Street, who explained the reasoning behind it.
The nervousness that MPs generally seem to hold with respect to debating this issue, declaring themselves on this issue, promoting legislation on this issue, comes from a lack of awareness of how very popular it is, how very much needed it is.
Ms. Street said euthanasia should only be considered under two circumstances.
Having a terminal illness, which is likely to end one's life within the next 6 months, or having constant and unbearable physical or psychological suffering which cannot be relieved.
Former Labour MP Marion Street presenting her petition on euthanasia to the Health Committee, and submissions on that petition are open until February 1st next year. Elsewhere in the committee rooms, Labour's Sue Moroney presented her bill calling for an extension to paid parental leave from 18 to 26 weeks. Ms. Moroney said the bill was similar to a previous bill in her name, which failed to pass its final reading earlier this year, though this one introduced provisions around work contact hours.
The idea with work contact hours is that parents who are on paid parental leave can come back and do a small and limited amount of paid work and not lose their entitlement to 6 months paid parental leave.
Labor's Sue Moroney presenting her parental leave and employment protection, 6 months paid leave and work contact hours amendment bill to the Government Administration Committee. And submissions on that bill are open until November the 6th.
Rhys Lyon, more on our website at parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.